This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Wisconsin health officials are urging people in 7 counties with high COVID-19 levels to wear masks indoors, and they're encouraging precautions statewide. The counties that meet the CDC definition for a high COVID burden are Racine, Kenosha, Vernon, Monroe, La Crosse, Rusk, and Barron. Most other Wisconsin counties, including Milwaukee, are in the medium category. Wisconsin Department of Health Services Chief Medical Officer Ryan Westergaard told reporters Monday what the CDC's definition of a high COVID level in a community means.
There's two things. There's enough community transmission that the number of cases is high, and there's a larger number of people with COVID-19 in our hospitals. So that's intended to get the public's attention and say, we need to try working a little harder than we had been to prevent transmission.
One way to prevent transmission is to wear masks in public indoor settings. Westergaard said Omicron subvariants are driving Wisconsin's current COVID increase. Omicron was the variant that caused a surge of cases in December and January.
Omicron and its descendants continually become more and more transmissible, and that's what's changed the epidemic in an important way, is that these are now being in the same room with a person who's infected is now a risk factor. It's no longer you're within 6 feet for 15 minutes. They're so much more easily transmitted that just being in the same indoor space is a significant risk factor.
Westergaard said waning immunity among the thousands of people infected with COVID in the winter could also be contributing to the current rise in cases. He said immunity appears to wane after 5 months. The U.S. recently reached the staggering milestone of 1 million COVID deaths. To prevent more deaths, Westergaard encouraged people to get up to date on their COVID vaccinations. He said anyone at high risk who gets COVID should talk to their healthcare provider about antiviral medications, which are widely available in Wisconsin. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.